The freshwater of Lake Michigan is visible from much of the First District, but the region's unique karst geography means drinking water from private wells may be tainted by E. coli, nitrates, or other bacteria. Bob Gallenberger was serving up beer and booyah at a recent campaign event for Democratic challenger Lynn Utesh. Gallenberger's private well was deemed unsafe to drink from.
It's scary. It's different because you get a whole different outlook on really what water means to you and what it means to your family.
Tests have now shown Gallenberger's well is safe, but he's throwing his support behind Utesh, who has a 150-acre grass-fed beef farm in Kewaunee County. It's in the karst geography, which has shallow topsoil and porous bedrock. Kewaunee County is home to 16 confined animal feeding operations, or CAFOs. They're commonly known as factory farms. Utesh's own well isn't compromised, yet he worries because factory farm owners are spreading manure on neighboring farmland.
There's a legislative audit bureau report that shows that the DNR is not following even their own rules. So we need to make sure that enforcement is taking place of those actors that are not following the regulations and make sure that's enforced. I think we also need to start to look at how are we going to provide clean drinking water to those people that have been adversely affected.
Utesh feels the DNR should craft statewide rules to ensure safe manure spreading. Michael Kraft is an emeritus professor of political science and environmental affairs at UWGB. He says Utesh is making water a major issue.
It is kind of a referendum on contaminated wells and CAFOs, because the two are seen as connected.
Kraft says the environment rarely drives voters.
I think even at the presidential election this year, we do not see, climate change and environmental protection issues becoming major concerns. But sometimes around the country, Flint, Michigan would be another case where the issue is of so much concern to the local public. Anybody running for election or re-election has to address that issue.
Republican incumbent Joel Kitchens has tried to do that. Instead of taking a statewide approach, as favored by his opponent, Kitchens co-sponsored legislation for tougher regulations on high-capacity wells in environmentally sensitive areas. He says it never got a hearing.
It's a frustrating issue, and really what the goal of the conservationists has been all along is for the DNR.